listening to CFRC. We're broadcasting from Carruthers Hall, Queen's University, Kingston, Ontario. Douglas, guess what? It's 7 o'clock.
All right.
Yes, that's right. Seven whole bells.
Yeah, that's an hour.
That's what I miss. How come they don't play those bells anymore? Remember those bells they used to play?
We could play bells for you.
No.
Let
me
see.
Like the huge churches that are around here, they got bells.
Yes.
Like there's one just over there across the parking lot.
You're kidding.
Yeah. Well, you know. You've seen it, Doug. On your drive out.
Yes, yeah.
That big church.
Yeah.
I don't know what kind of church
well,
it is.
Well, I will
but
get...
it's a church.
I will and get the remote broadcaster's equipment, and we'll go broadcast right in front of it just before the bells go.
Why can't we get the big church bell to go?
We've got to record it.
No.
It's soundscape.
Like right from here. Like the guy pushes the button or goes out there and pulls the string.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I think they should be out there pulling the string.
Well, that's a field trip for us.
Yeah, we can. Like seven. You do seven of them.
Oh, there you go.
Wait a minute. Does the city hall do that anymore?
That's a good question. I haven't been down.
We should get that
go
Brian
skating
on the phone.
Huh.
Is it Brian anymore?
Yes, it is. Yeah.
Still Brian?
Somebody's trying to call you right now. I don't know.
So maybe it's Brian.
Yeah.
I got some bells for you. Anyways, that's my thing.
Oh, okay.
I'll leave it alone now. Yeah. Happy New Year, Rachel.
Oh, yeah. How are you doing?
Happy New Year, Rich. Happy New Year, Doug. Mm-hmm. I said that already.
And the folks north in the city.
Yeah, Happy New Year to them, too.
Mm-hmm.
Chancellor. Happy New Year, Chancellor.
Oh, he's very busy right
in
now.
In our main cheese.
Dinah.
Mm-hmm. Happy New Year, Dinah.
And you got a shout out to Jesse. Mm-hmm. Our program manager. He's got keeps us going.
Happy New Year, Jesse.
Yeah.
Gosh, and I hope it's a Happy New Year for you
CFRC.
The rest of the team is.
Yeah, there's the sports people.
Oh, the sports guys.
Right, and then there's the news.
Hear me in your ears, guys. Mm-hmm. Plug your ears or something like
is
that.
Is that right?
Is that what it's called?
I don't know. I plug my ears when I go and they have these big loud whistles. And
so we went to the hockey game.
Oh, did you?
Yeah, I don't know, it was a Christmas prize.
Mm-hmm.
And we went to see the Marlies.
Oh, is that right? Yeah.
Is that right?
Yes.
Toronto Marlies.
Toronto Marlies, yeah.
Against the Belleville Senators.
Oh, nice.
Yes. Not a dry eye in the house.
Oh, no.
You know why?
Why?
Because the Marlies won.
Oh.
So, like, the Marley fans?
Yeah, they were happy.
They were pretty happy. The other ones, not so much. That's about all I have for commentary on.
Oh, was it a good game as far as you're concerned?
You know what it was? Because it was, I don't know, 1-0. Then it was, 1-0. Well, I think it was 2-1 or mm-hmm. Then it was like 2-2 and then somehow somebody got like three goals and it like it was 5-3 or something like that.
Oh, okay.
Again, the extent of my color commentary. Like there was that one guy and he was skating.
And he's still skating.
he got down to the other end and he shot the puck
mm-hmm.
and like score.
Yeah.
And like people are happy.
Not like when we played on the creek, you know. We used to say, you know, that you'd start at one end, and you would skate for an hour, and you'd be at the other end. Yeah.
Car.
It felt like an hour.
Car.
Yeah. Anyway.
Came
all right.
On. I never played, but I remember this from.
You didn't have to lift the net off the road?
No, never did that.
Oh.
You know why?
You got a pretty busy road.
Because I didn't care. Although there was some of the floor hockey in the gymnasium.
Oh, okay, good.
And never played that either.
No.
No, I could care less.
Oh. Did you play lacrosse?
Nope.
Baseball?
Sometimes.
Like softball or hardball?
Like not a, or I bowled. Oh, organized okay. events, bowling.
Good for you, yeah.
But not any of those other sports.
Yeah.
Like you have to go there every time and play. And
did you do archery?
No.
And we, you know, what?
I shot guns.
Oh.
Shh.
But no, but as a kid, you didn't learn to.
Oh, I did it, but
yeah,
I wouldn't say like professionally, or at least I can't say that right now.
Mm-hmm.
No, I never competed in any sort of sports.
Tomahawk throwing?
No, although I did do that.
Axe throwing?
I did axe throwing.
Oh, good.
Hatchet, axe.
Yeah.
I think it's hatchet.
Yeah, mostly
they
like
just
a
throw
hatchet.
Axe at big axe because it's shorter.
Yeah.
Fits on the billboard.
Yeah, and you can weight the thing better.
Sure.
Yeah, so that when it flings, the handle only goes maybe three times because it's, yeah, whereas you have this great big long handle, you really got to force it around.
But yeah. That's okay.
Mm-hmm.
Like more weight, you got to be stronger. Got to be a lumberjack to throw them big, axes.
Mm-hmm.
I have done it.
Mm-hmm. Good.
I was pretty good at it.
Have you done long distance running or long distance skiing or anything like that?
I think we determined earlier that I skied once.
Yeah.
Wait. Maybe I did do cross country skiing.
Uh-huh. Why? Yeah.
Why?
Yeah.
Why did I do it? I don't know. I was made to. They said, here, you're going to do some long range skiing. And I'm like, why? Why would I want to do that? Well, because it's fun. How can it be fun?
It's fun. Skiing is a lot of fun. Especially if you get somewhere and there's food ready for you. Like warm food.
Yeah. I think I bit some basketball.
Oh, okay.
But again, also not competitively, just because it was like a gym thing. They're like, here, it's basketball. Oh, great. My favorite.
Well, I've got one for
football.
You.
Football. I did the football, too.
Oh, did you
too,
play
yeah.
football?
Not competitively.
Football like
no, I was being scouted.
Or football as in this oddly shaped?
Yeah, football. Yeah.
Okay.
Not that silly soccer.
Oh.
I wouldn't play that.
I played both.
No, I wouldn't play that. Oh. Although I think I did have to play that, too.
Mm. Well, I have a song for you.
Can you sense with my indications,
mm-hmm.
my sentences? That
you loved the outdoors, didn't you?
I was made to play each and every one of these games.
Yeah, to watch.
Was not interested.
No, okay.
In the least.
Mm.
Okay, just give me my credit so I can go.
Yeah. Well, here's one, Cashton. This is an old CD that we have here. It came in 1992 to the station.
My goodness, we were here too, weren't we?
No,
we weren't.
No, 94 we started, but but this is a song that I really like. It's called Hurricane, The Long Road.
Oh.
Yeah. And it's...
Oh, that is a good one.
Yeah. And it's...
Yeah, play that one.
It's kind of like... cross country skiing, where I skied for all weekend from La Chute down near Montreal to Ottawa, up and over hills and sleeping and.
This is where you and I differ.
we had to sleep outdoors 1 year.
No, that would be a big no.
And they give you a great big bale of hay, well straw actually instead of hay.
Not enough.
No, always. No. I went and asked for a second.
I can give you a hotel room. Okay, maybe I'll think about it.
No. This was called the Canadian Ski Marathon.
All right.
Yeah, and you ski all.
Was this for the Olympics?
No, it was just for fun.
Oh.
Yeah.
All right.
The preparation was even more fun. Getting ready.
right.
Yeah. All right. So here, the Hurricana. This is by Cashton. Well, that was Cashton with Hurricana. And, you know, Sean, I really love that one. And, you know, we'll see how it goes anyway.
It takes me back to 1992 when things were simpler.
Yes. What do you mean simpler?
You know, things simpler, life.
Mm-hmm.
Like you could just drive down the road and you're listening to the radio, and then all of a sudden this comes on, and you're like, oh my gosh, it's they're indigenous.
Oh yeah, okay.
Like before it wasn't like that. Like maybe the biggest indigenous you would get would be that Robbie Robertson. But before that, mm-hmm. you know, nothing. The big goose egg, so to speak.
Gary Farmer had his band on.
He wasn't on no radio station, though. Oh. Well, none of the ones I listened to.
Oh, okay.
Anyway. You got a car, you were driving.
Yeah.
And you were listening to the radio. You're trying to figure yourself out, Doug. And you knew that, well, you didn't really want to participate in any sports. And, then, like, this would come on the radio. You're like, oh, wow.
So you hear that. All right. Well, I've
got... You have no idea what I'm talking about, right?
No, because I was playing sports. I had no idea there was radio.
What? Radio? What's that? Car? No. I'll just run to where I got to go.
Oh, there you go.
That's you.
Hey, I have something for you.
What's that?
Well, this has got nothing to do with politics, okay? Although, Bear boasts to Chipmunk.
What?
You know how big a bear
is?
Oh, yeah. And a chipmunk's a little. Well, the bear can boast and all that kind of stuff. But where do you hear what happens? This is storytelling time. Snow on the ground. The storytelling time, right?
Yeah.
Okay. So this is where you get a cup of tea.
And
we got some on the old wood stove all ready to go. So we're going to go get a cup of tea. And we're going to listen to Joseph share his story. Bear boasts to Chipmunk.
Long ago, back in the days when the animals could talk, Bear was out walking around. As he walked, Bear was boasting. "Huh," he said, "I am the strongest of all the animals." "Huh," he said, "I am the biggest of all the animals." "Huh," he said, "I can do anything because I am Bear. If I want anyone to do my bidding, I only have to tell them because I am Bear. I, Bear, can do anything." And just as Bear said that, a little voice down near the ground spoke up. It said, "You cannot do anything." Well, Bear looked down. There was Chipmunk sticking his head out of his hole. And Bear looked down at him and said, "I, Bear, can do anything I wish." And Chipmunk said, "If this is so, can you tell the sun not to come up in the morning?" Bear thought for a moment and said, "Yes, that I can do also. I, Bear, can tell the sun not to rise. In fact, tomorrow the sun will not come up." "That is good," said Chipmunk. "I will stay and watch." And the two sat down right there. The sun was just going down. And Bear and Chipmunk turned to face towards the east and wait for the sun to not come up the next morning. As they sat there through the night, Bear was chanting under his breath. He was saying, "The sun will not come up. The sun will not come up. I, Bear, command it. The sun will not come up." But sitting next to him, Chipmunk was chanting under his breath, "The sun is going to rise. The sun is going to rise. Bear will be foolish. The sun is going to rise." And as the night ended, a little bit of light began to appear there in the east. Bear began to chant louder, "The sun will not come up. The sun will not come up." And little Chipmunk next to him was saying, "The sun is going to rise. The sun is going to rise." And as Bear chanted as hard as he could and faced the direction of the sun, telling it not to come up, the sun lifted above the horizon. It was a new day, and the sun had come up. Chipmunk began to laugh. He rolled over and over with laughter. "Bear is a fool," he said. "Bear is so foolish. The sun came up. The sun came up. The sun came up." And as he said that, suddenly, whomp, a big paw came down on top of him. And Bear looked down as he held the chipmunk there on the ground, and he said, "Indeed, the sun did come up. but you will never see another sunrise.
Chipmunk knew now how foolish he had been. He thought quick. He said,
"Oh, Bear, you are right to kill me. I am a foolish little chipmunk. I am worthless, and I mean nothing in the world. You, Bear, are the greatest of all, and if only I could catch my breath because you're pushing down so hard, if only you would just lift your paw a little bit, I would tell you how wonderful you are before you kill me. So just lift your paw up a little bit so I can praise the great, the wonderful, the powerful Bear."
"Huh," Bear said. "That is a good idea."
And he lifted up his paw just a little bit, and Chipmunk scooted out and ran for his hole as fast as he could go. And just as he dove into it, Bear's big paw whipped out and whoosh! Bear's claws scraped right down Chipmunk's back. But he got away into his hole. He stayed there all through the winter while those wounds on his back healed up. And when he came out in the spring, he now had stripes on his back. To this day, if you see Chipmunk, you will see those stripes. And it may remind you, as it reminds Chipmunk, be careful of who you make fun of. You may be the one who is foolish in the long run. And that is how that story of Chipmunk and Bear goes. Ho! Hey!
Wealth enough to dim the stars from the us whole. I will never forget what I already know. We all have a common soul. Comrades in the spirit wars. Broken heart that makes us whole. I will never forget what I already know. That we all have a common soul.
Thousands of opinions are at our fingertips, but are all opinions informed? Does your information have a source? Is your social feed based on fact? Only facts can uncover the truth. Professional journalists are committed to balanced and nonpartisan reporting, to independent commentary. They cut through the spin to give you the information and perspective you need. Journalism is essential to democracy. A watchdog over the powerful, an independent voice. Journalism is more important than ever.
Hey, I'm Julian Taylor, and I'm excited that my radio show, The Jukebox, can now be heard on CFRC 101.9 FM out of Queen's University in Kingston, Ontario. The show is all-inclusive. I only play music that I love and think that you'll love too. So tune in every Tuesday morning from 10 a.m. to noon right here on CFRC 101.9 FM.
Did you eat today? If yes, you can thank Ontario Farmland. Ontario Farmland provides local foods and local jobs for millions of Ontarians. But our farmland is under threat. Every day, 319 acres of farmland is lost. Over the past 35 years, 2.8 million acres of farmland have vanished forever. At the Ontario Farmland Trust, we fight to preserve farmland. Visit us at OntarioFarmlandTrust.ca.
Every day, you hear something new on CFRC. Can you keep up? You need a weekly recap. Catch up with What's Climbing Friday mornings at 10. The Charts on CFRC.
Well, there you go, Sean. That was Don Ross.
That was Don Ross.
Yeah. And it was
I haven't heard from him in like years. A lovely little
song, yeah. Kiwin.
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 Kiwin. Good. Nice song.
Yeah, I don't mind a little Don Ross.
Yeah. Actually, you know, we could maybe dig out of our archives the interview that I did with Don Ross here. And it was the only person that said, oh, I only have so much time. And he said, how much time can you put on a radio? I said, well, you know, half an hour if you want or whatever you like. And he said, okay, fine. And being a good musician, we got started. We're going through. Next thing I know, he says, well, okay, that's it for now. And I will have to pick it up later. Thanks very much. Play my song. And it was 29 minutes.
Nice.
Yeah, it was perfect. Yeah. It was so good. It was so much fun for me, you know, that anyway. And then he played that night in the church hall. There, you know, down in one of the churches down on...
Which one, Doug? Does it have a bell?
No, they took the bell away because it was... decommissioned as a church.
Was it the round church?
No, it's right near the big cathedral, St. George's.
I believe it's deconsecrated.
Okay.
Is the word.
That's, well.
No?
I don't know. It's all, keep me going. Anyway, that was many years
ago.
That's
the term. That's the term I heard.
When I went to pick him up, he was still doing sort of the warm up and practicing and getting everything in place and sort of just giving a little sound check. And I stood at the back and I could hear every word that was said.
Oh, yeah.
And I thought, wow, this building has an amazing acoustics. Mm. Yeah. And then when we drove back up here to the station and we went in to talk, I asked him about that. And he said, yeah, that's probably one of the best places he's been. The acoustics in that building were just so spectacular. He really enjoyed it.
And then he hasn't been back since?
Well, he has been back into Kingston. Yeah, remember he did Blue Skies Festival?
No.
Way up north, and Del Vezzo.
Well, yeah, I remember Del.
Yeah, but
Ross
came to practice and share his guitar skills and workshops and that sort of thing. So. Anyway, you have to keep talking while I try.
I have to keep talking,
well,
Douglas.
Because I'm busy doing something else here.
Yeah, well, I met Don Ross like before you did. And in Belleville, he was doing like a show there. And we went to, he drove actually. I met him at the church, St. Thomas, I'm going to say. And then we went over to the Connor House, mm-hmm. I believe. It was the Connor House, and it was like a little, it used to be like two old ladies used to live in there, and they were the Connors. And they had this house downtown Belleville on Pinnacle Street, and right next to what is now the library. It used to be across the street from the old library. Anyways. Those ladies no longer needed the place anymore. Mm-hmm. They were really old. And, so then some guy decided, well, hey, I'm going to buy that place and I'm going to turn it into a meet and greet place, tea, coffee, that sort of thing.
Oh yeah.
Crumpets.
Ooh.
You know, the kind of place. They're riddled all up and down Ottawa. What's Princess? And so we went, and there was like this upstairs room, and I went in. I put my little recorder out there, and I mm-hmm. said, "Listen, tell me your story, Don."
All right.
And so he did. Like we talked back and forth. Then he bought the orange juice or whatever it was I was drinking.
Ooh.
Yeah, I know, right? I was trying to pay because, you know, I asked for the interview and everything. But no, he's like, I'm working. I was like, well, okay. And so he did that. He's a great guy.
Oh, that's nice.
Fun fact. Mm-hmm. Never mind. I can't tell this story now.
No, okay. That's fine. So that was before I got to meet Don Russ. Is that right?
It was, yeah. It was like a couple of, five, 10 years before you got to meet him?
Mm.
I don't know. We've been here a long time. and
we can pull out the archives and see.
Yeah, no, I was going to say that's where I met Scott. Sort of met Scott.
Mm-hmm.
I seen Scott. And Scott, remember Scott? Scott Sampson?
No.
Scott Stevens?
Oh, yes, okay.
And he used to be the librarian here?
Yes.
Music library guy, mm-hmm, here at CFRC. And he had like this long hair. And then the next time, like, he had the long hair here, and all of a sudden he just cut it off.
Mm-hmm.
I used to call him Samson.
Yeah.
Because I couldn't remember Scott. And he, from a few, like a couple of, little while, it's Scott. Like, yeah. Samson. Anyways, he finally warmed up to the fact that I called him Samson.
Because he found out you couldn't remember his name.
No, that's not why.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Anyway, that's good. I like that.
It was my endearing qualities.
A little bit of history here.
Yeah. CFRC history. This is the stuff they don't put in the books.
Until you say it. It's in now.
Now it is, yeah.
Yeah, that AI program that you sent me. Yeah. It'll take this audio and then create a whole new show out of it.
let's not do that.
No, okay. All right. I got, you handed me Susan Aglukkaq.
Yeah, I did.
And this is...
Play her stuff.
Yeah, it's a big feeling. Here we go.
Thank you. Star Parrot.
I wanna be where you are, everywhere invisibly. I wanna be the storm that fills you, melts away.
We're bombarded by misinformation from every direction. It's hard to know who to trust, but you can trust the voices you hear on this station and other community campus and Indigenous broadcasters across the country. We need community broadcasters, and we need to let the government know how important they are. The plan is called the Community Radio Initiative, and we need you to write your local MP to explain why this matters to you. So go to mycri.ca, and you can find out how to help protect the future of this community station.
Friday evenings at 6 p.m. here on CFRC, listen to Saltwater Music, a show covering all musical genres from the East Coast of Canada. Celtic, of course, but also rock, jazz, blues, folk, and a lot more. I'm your host, Rob Carnell. Tune in to Saltwater Music Friday evenings from 6 to 8 here on CFRC 101.9 FM. Or you can catch us on the web at www.cfrc.ca. And for our listeners out east, that's 7 p.m. Atlantic and 7:30 Newfoundland.
Stats can be hard to understand, but this one isn't. Nearly 1 in 4 people can't afford food in Canada. What does food insecurity look like where you live? Look up your address at foodsecuritynow.ca. That's foodsecuritynow.ca. Join Community Food Centers Canada in making a difference today.
Ona gadi ya kahe wa ai do wat ka wa nana gana hoda don't sa e tu gadi ni te yu dari wa sa ta ne ona sa hlu wan za de de ne do wa na ta la wa ro ta de bod de no ta tu se ke no gadi e tu ne no un ti de bod asa wa nana un gwe su wa dai ti no hoda do nene ti ni ha de yu ki ya de gen has ne gadi e tu na yu tu ha ge nana gwa ni go na nene oni dai ti no hoda do ti ni un yu gwa si ta kon sa ra kwa Nene yeti ni sta johon jade. Nagri jana hori yekot ka waha jay. E tu gadi ne nwe, da yeti no horado. Da yeti gadi ne to hage, nana gwa ne gora. Negadi ne ona, da yeti no horado, ne gah na gadunya. Ne wahi ne, ay gwa hata na awate. E tu gadi na yeto hage, nana gwa ne gora. Nene da yeti no horado, ne gonjong suwa. Nena awange kundidaro, ojake. Ne yukia we hajin audi wada, nena wada jun heko yung guada se. Nagiri, it tonayotu hage, nena guani gora. Dayatino wadado, ne yutunduni. Negiri ne, nena onu qua sua, nena ganoda, guadi guana. Eto, gadinoito hage, nena guani gora. Dayatino wadadum, de anjun heko, nena asin de guna de gohagua, ne honeste, osaheda, tana ono usara. Taito gadinu to hage, nanagwa nigona. Negadine oni, taitino horado, ne wa yanyanta, nene niohundesa, ne kuadigawana. Eto gadinu to hage, nanagwa nigona. Taitino horado, negarunda ugua, nene yunkiawe haje, azi sunoni stiora dajes. Taito gadinu to hage, nanagwa nigona. Taitino horado, ne kundirio. Negadi ne uskanuda doana donkwa, ne oni yutka wahaje, ne audi wada, nena wada jun hekwa ayagwada se. Taito gadine doge, nena gwani gura. Taitina wada ne zi dogua. Ne wahine, nena adunya, ni usanoda, gwadi guana. Taito gadine doge, nena gwani gura. Nangadi sawyera zitkaru yade. Eto gadine nua, dunjitina wada dunya we. Nene yeti sotogo radi wano dajes, radi weras, da eto karina eto hage, nana guani gora. Da eti no waradun, ne gayeri ni gawarage, ne wai ne ne tio wara wonde,
Better man, if you'd have a better plan. silent tide, more beautiful than the autumn leaves painted by the dying summer sun. And she rids me of my apathy, draws me toward the light, makes my dreams come true like a blind man giving a sigh. Oh, I'm supposed to see in your beauty blinds me, I'm supposed to breathe. You done took my breath away. Oh, how am I supposed to hear when your song's in my ear? How am I supposed to miss you if I always have you here? How do you know? Cause that's where you're meant to live, and I hope that you will stay to the end of my day. My la 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 autumn leaves painted by the dying summer sun. And she rids me of my apathy, draws me toward the light, makes my dreams come true like a blind man giving sight. Oh, how am I supposed to see when your beauty blinds me? How am I supposed to breathe? You done took my breath away. Oh, how am I supposed to heal when your song's in my ear? How am I supposed to miss you? I always have you here if you knew. Oh, oh, cause it's where you're meant to be. And I hope that you will stay to the end of my days, my days. La la la, la la la, la la la, la la la. La 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 la, yeah. La 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 la, oh oh oh, oh oh oh
your soul, won't you go?
Walters.